Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
And we have with us in studio, Marissa Hudson, the Executive Director of Enrollment Management here at Gulf Coast State College. Marissa, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are y'all?
I'm
doing good.
Good. I'm excited about Super Saturday coming up this Saturday, 9 to noon on the campus of Panama City, the Gulf Coast campus of Panama City and the Gulf Franklin campus as well. Tell me about Super Saturday.
Well, as you mentioned, we're going to host that event on the main campus from 9 to 12 and at the Gulf Franklin Center from 10 to 1. So the events will be happening simultaneously. So depending on where you live, whatever's closest and most convenient to you, feel free to stop by. It's a registration event, as I mentioned. If you are an existing student and you just need to stop in and get a student ID like you said earlier, you are more than welcome to come in. We can accommodate that. But if you are brand new, you've never applied, we are waiving the $10 application fee. So you can come on down, apply, see an advisor, get registered. There'll be folks on hand from enrollment services, financial aid, veteran services, all kinds of things available.
So it's really a one-stop shop. You can come in and get everything handled for registering for spring semester, no matter where you are in the process, which is exciting.
That is absolutely correct.
Now, if I want to come and get registered, is there any kind of paperwork I need to bring?
Well, if you are a brand new student and you're applying for the first time, we will ask that you establish residency. That's how we determine what rate of fees that you pay. So if that's the case, you need to be prepared to do so. Things like your driver's license, vehicle registration, voter's registration, just ties to the state of Florida.
Okay. And then is there any sort of, I'm drawing a whole blank, transcripts? Do I need to have any kind of transcripts? Am I coming straight out of high school?
No, there's no transcripts required straight out of high school. If you have earned previous credit at another school and you have a student copy of your transcript and you want to bring that with you, that's going to be helpful. That's going to help the advisors place you when you're sitting down trying to settle your schedule.
Great. And of course, there are a number of programs you can get registered for. We talked to Dr. Erica Goins about the digital media program, which is one of the bachelor's degrees offered here at Gulf Coast State College. But, you know, of course, if you want to come and do 2 years plus 2 years at a university for a bachelor's, there's all manner of programs to fit your needs here at Gulf Coast State College. And Super Saturday is a great way to come and get everything handled if you can't do it in the regular work week.
Yeah, it's a wonderful opportunity. Like you said, you know, everybody's lives are busy, and it's a day we're not normally open. So if this is what works best for you, feel free to stop by, bring the kids. We can accommodate everybody. There's plenty to see in the Advanced Technology Center. There's a lot of new programs, a lot of things happening. So if you haven't seen us in a little while, stop by and take a look at what we have to offer.
That's going to be this Saturday, November 12th?
13th. Yes.
Every day of the week. November 13th from 9 to noon here at the Panama City campus of Gulf Coast State College or the Gulf Franklin Center from 10 to 1 Eastern Standard Time.
Yes.
Marissa, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about that.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get our weather forecast from the meteorologist over at WMBB right here on The Mix.